As the new year is now in full swing, I wonder, have you been thinking about experimenting with a new hobby or maybe adding a new one to your forte? With us now is the sitting president of Sydney East Hockey Association, Kathy Kalakaharinos, to fill us in on what this game is all about. Kathy, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for joining us. For our listeners who may be unfamiliar with the sport of hockey, and if you know, if they're still, you know, teething or chomping at the bits to find a new way to get out and get active, can you give us a brief rundown of what the game is or how it's played?
Well, I have to say, if you're someone that loves holding a weapon like a hockey stick, or you're, a Luke Skywalker, looking for that saber, well, hockey's your game. The thing I love about hockey, it doesn't matter if you're tall or short. It's sort of a leveler. I remember playing netball as a kid and I was too short later on when the girls all got taller. So I switched to hockey and I haven't looked back. But the game's really, it's really a winter sport generally. And we have 11 players in a team plus subs, and it's similar to soccer, but there are differences where, you know, you're trying to score a goal with your team, the team game. However, there are some specific rules, things like you're not allowed to use the back of your stick, so it's quite skillful. You have set plays, and it's a pass and running game. If you love running, it's a great game for you.
It's really ticking all the boxes. Yeah, that hockey stick, truly the great equaliser. You know, if you're going toe-to-toe with some six-foot-four maniac, that hockey stick, you're going to be able to get slick maybe with the moves. You can put a bit of a step on or try and smash the ball between their legs. There's a lot of, options in hockey from what I've seen. And for this, can you tell us, because with the association, I'm sure there are different teams and different skill levels involved. Can you tell us a bit about the different ages and skill levels available for people to enter the Hockey Association?
Yeah, look, it's a game for any age group. So, for example, if you're a family, you've got some young children that are just wanting to learn, or you want them to just get active, there's under nines and minky hockey at your local club. The other age groups tend to go under 11s, under 13s, under 15s, under 17s in the junior level. If in the opens sort of age groups, that's basically any age group. To play opens, you'd have to be over 13, but some talented young kids do play in open teams. Some play with their mums, or dads. And then, of course, if you're over 34, you can enter age groups in masters hockey. So, I'm someone that's played all my life and I'm playing masters now because I'm at that end of the age group. But it's sort of your local hockey. And if you really love it and you want to do some more, there are age groups that play representative hockey and go away to carnivals. And it's a great way of seeing New South Wales. I take the under-11s to Tamworth every year. And that's always a great, great experience.
Oh, okay. It's amazing that there's so many different opportunities. For myself personally, I'm 25 and about as athletic as a teaspoon. And for, let's say, maybe people like me out there who just want to get into the game casually and socially as a beginner, what would be the best level to start out there?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to kind of look locally and just see, where's my local club? And in the Sydney East region, which goes from, the beaches right out to Bankstown and down to the St George area. We're quite a big region. We've got fields there. And a lot of clubs also play summer competitions and some weeknights they might play a social comp. So, sometimes it might be that you've got a friend that's playing comp and they might bring you to their local club and you can join the social comp. I mean, in summer right now, there'll be some social comps going on. The one near me at the moment is one at Daceyville Uni, New South Wales, has a lot of young people in your age group, for example. There's other clubs out at Sintra, Concord, Kaima has the St. George Club, and Bankstown out further west has its own field out there. So there's really a team for everyone. And, you know, our association can help you find your local club.
And I understand as well, you guys have a pathways program where people can, like, you know, start off playing young and going off to a professional level or maybe even an Olympic level. Would you be able to briefly tell us about your pathways program?
Yeah. So what happens, you know, obviously at the local level, some of the kids start, you know, down at under 11s is probably the first age group that we do representative teams, and we take the kids away to carnivals and tournaments. The commitment's probably not as great at under 11 because it's all about development. We also have right now in summer, over the summer period, we do an under 13s and under 15s development program. It's called the Centre of Development, and they do it in each region in throughout New South Wales. And then we go away to a big carnival called the Regional Challenge, which this year's in Newcastle. So that's for the younger age groups. And then, of course, every association, so Sydney East takes teams away to representative hockey at state championships. So the talented players, particularly under 13s, under 15s, under 18s, under 21s, and, you know, in the adult age groups, there's open teams. And in the masters age groups, you know, there's age groups there as well. And they're every, you know, the over 34s, over 40s, 45s goes up by 5 years, 45s, 50s, 55s, 60s, and even 65s. So if you're someone out there that used to play and you want to get back into it, masters hockey's a great, great fun.
Now, for that, if you are any of the aforementioned ages, if you're young, if you're 30, if you're 40, if you're 45, hell, even if you're 65 and you're listening right now and you're wondering how to get involved, Kathy, can you tell us, if people have any inquiries, where should be their first point of contact if they're looking to get involved in hockey?
Well, in terms of, there's probably two places I'll point you. One is Sydney East Hockey Association. So if you're in our region, just go to our website, and it's basically seha.com.au, S-E-H-A for Sydney East Hockey Association. The other place, if you're from a different part of another region of Sydney or in another town in New South Wales, you can just go to the Hockey New South Wales website, and there's a section about us or find a club. And we also have email, so if you hit the contact us, it'll probably list all the clubs in our region. We have 15 in the Sydney East region. And some clubs are really large and they have teams in every age group. Some clubs might only be a women's club playing a women's comp. Some are only men's. It's quite a mix in terms of the clubs. So some clubs have their own facilities like a turf, and others basically hire one of the existing turfs. So it's geographic in Sydney, you might want to see where's my local club. So our website will help you find that. We have an email, contact us at CHA, and we'll respond, and happy to help anyone that's not sure where to go. We can find your club for you.
Oh, for that as well, for anyone listening, we are going to have that information listed on the 2SER website, and of course all of those wonderful options that Kathy just mentioned for us. Kathy, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us this morning.
Yeah, so everybody, choose hockey.
That's it, guys. Choose hockey, vote hockey, not Joe Hockey, but we're talking about the sport right here. It's an awesome way to get fit and stay active all across 2023. Thanks again, Kathy. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks for your time.